And I'm delighted to be able to welcome my arts correspondent for Gateway, Pat Douglas. And, well, what have you been up to?
Well, last time we met, thanks for inviting me along again, Yvonne. Last time we met here, I said that I would be, if all went well, interviewing Ali Pretty, who I've spoken about before. She's an artist who is, she's actually artistic director of a company called Kinetica. I've often said that things are going up and up in Thurrock, and indeed they are, because this is, it was a London-based company. They do all kinds of really exciting projects. She'll tell you a bit more about that herself during the interview. But they've done work for the Olympic ceremony, for FIFA openings and all sorts of things all over the place. They're a very well-established company, and she's artistic director for it. And they have moved to the production park at Purfleet with the Royal Opera House, etc., and all the artist studios there. So it's another exciting development for Thurrock, really. And I've been trying to get an interview with her for, probably about 3 months now, because she's so desperately busy. I said before that she's, amongst other things, she's a walking artist. She makes an art form out of the very long walks that she does. And the plan is that in Thurrock this summer, or from the spring onwards, there's going to be a project that's going to be called Thurrock 100, Walking and Talking. And it's a unique cultural project that aims to strengthen the shared identity and foster pride in its heritage, it says here on this handout sheet, with participants creating their own artworks and exploring the borough on foot, building a programme of physical and creative activity across the area that will help to create a healthier and happier Thurrock. So it's a cooperation between the arts and public health, really, which can't be bad, can it?
Gosh, that's unusual. What a lovely idea.
Yeah. So she's going to get the residents of Thurrock walking 10 miles, segments of 10 miles around the borough. Anyway, I'll leave it to Ali to tell you all about it during the interview.
Okay, exciting stuff. Pat Douglas and her interview now with Ali Pretty.
Hello, this is Patricia Douglas for Gateway 97.8. I'm here at the Civic Offices in Grays at a meeting with Ali Pretty, who I said I would be interviewing for this programme. So I'm going to hand you over to Ali, who's going to introduce herself and tell you a bit about the very exciting project that's going on in Thurrock this spring right through to the summer. So, hi Ali.
Hi, thank you very much. Well, I'm very excited. I'm the artistic director of an arts company called Kinetica, and we've been working for 18 years bringing communities together through festivals and carnivals. I'm a designer. I love painting silk in a big way. And this year we moved out of East London to High House Production Park in Purfleet, where we've got really great new studios. And we're excited, very excited by being here in our new studios, and we're also really excited to get to know the whole of Thurrock and to work with the people here to create an annual walking festival. So we were approached by the Public Health Department after the success of the Beat the Street last year, where thousands of people walked around the borough, and the demand really was that how can we keep doing this, how can we keep walking? And so we have devised a project called the Thurrock 100. And it's going to be developed over the next 2 years, which is a walking and talking and making project. So the first thing is what we're doing at the moment in the spring is we're scoping out 10 10-mile walks. So we're working through the community forums to find out where all the stories are, who are the groups here, who are the individual, where are the stories, where are your places of interest. So in the next month or so, we'll be working with those groups and walking in those places, in those 10 places, to discover 10 10-mile walks. And then we will be also working with those communities to make one large flag, 4 meters high by 1 meter wide, and that will be like a storyboard and a symbol for that area. So one of the areas, for example, is Tilbury and Chadwell, and so that will be a Tilbury and Chadwell flag. We think we've covered the whole of the borough in the 10 areas, and we'll be working with the 10 primary schools to create 300 small flags. And then from July the 8th to the 18th, we'll be doing 10 miles a day for 10 days. And this year, it will be culminating in Grays, where there's going to be a new festival on Grays Beach on the 18th of July. So all 10 flags and 300 little ones, and all the communities will walk into Grays to launch this new festival. And then it's going to develop into 2016, where we're much more ambitious. We're going to have 100 groups and 100 flags, and join up the 10 walks to create a 100-mile route, and bring 100 flags probably down onto the Coalhaas Fort area for a great big finale. And we hope that in 2017 and beyond, that will start an appetite and a tradition of walking and talking Thurrock, and that lots of people want to come here. And I'm really excited. I'm a Londoner. I have never really been to Thurrock before, and I'm having a really fantastic time meeting these people. I'm so excited to get out there and walk every step of the way. So if you'd like to get involved, the best way of doing that is to contact your local community forum and find out all about it. Or you can email me at ali@kinetica.co.uk. We'd like to hear from you. So get involved, walking and talking.
Thanks very much, Ali. There's a couple of questions I'd like to ask you. Right at the beginning, you touched on the company called Kinetica, that you are the artistic director of Kinetica, I believe. And I think you've been involved in some pretty big projects in the past, haven't you? Do you mind just telling us briefly about those?
Yeah, we do a lot of community work, but we're also commissioned to. I've designed the opening ceremony for FIFA in Abu Dhabi, where we hand painted 2,500 meters of silk. We were involved in the Paralympic closing ceremony, where we did a huge section of animated, decorated vehicles. We made the two lions for the Team GB parade, athletes parade at the end of the Olympics. And we're very much hoping that we will continue to bring in those large commercial commissions to be made in Thurrock, with the people in Thurrock. So, yeah, things can only grow from here.
Yes, it's Thurrock getting on the map again. Yes, thank you very much.
It's good to hear Thurrock coming up in the artistic world. And, Pat, you've got news of some other things happening around and about.
Yes, news from the Wellhouse Gallery in Horndon, just for a change. there are two things on there at the moment. There's the exhibition for this month is actually my exhibition, which is called Waterline, because of the nature of the subject matter and other reasons. And speaking of Ali Pretty, she has most of the... the other half of the gallery at the moment is devoted to work by Ali, which is well worth a look. The banners that she was describing on there are about these aren't in the gallery at the moment, but the ones that she does as these walking projects, they're about 4 meters high, and then the people walking walk along holding these aloft, so it does look quite amazing. But yeah, I've got an exhibition on there. It's a solo show, and it's up until the 15th of February. There are some ceramic pieces which are quite recent, and there's some ceramic paintings, I like to call them, and some other paintings as well. Some of my more I suppose you'd call it more conventional representational kind of things, based on a walk on a beach in Suffolk, up near Southwold in Suffolk.
Lovely,
yeah. Lovely beach. Anyway, that's up till then. And coming to the Well House next, there's an exhibition by a chap called Jason Rowley. That's a photographic exhibition. And I don't actually know anything about his work, but I'm hoping you bring you some news of that for the next broadcast in March, that will be, won't it? Yes.
Gosh, how the year flies by. It's amazing. Just the weeks seem to roll away.
They do, don't they? Yes.
But... No, that's lovely. Thank you so much for that. And you've timed this beautifully, of course, because it is now high time I was doing something useful, like talking about what's happening with the traffic and travel hereabouts, and introducing the local artist.